Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're back. Marks and Reese. 2 weeks ago, we didn't think this man would be playing on Sunday, but he listed as questionable, which means there's a chance, and he joins us every Friday at 5:25, and he's brought to you by Bud Light. Join 94 WIP tonight at Big Heads in Richboro for the Bud Light Friday Night Eagles Pep Rally. Josh Adams will be there. Big V will be there. Party starts at 7 at Big Heads Richboro. Go to 94WIP.com/events for details. Lane Johnson joins us. What's up, Lano?
What's going on, fellas?
How you doing, man?
What's up, Lano?
How's the knee doing?
Yeah, I had a good past 2 weeks, so it's doing a lot better.
Feel like you're officially listed as questionable. Is this one of these things on Sunday where you get out and you test it out and you go from there?
Yeah, that's kind of the game plan. But no, it's a lot better than what it was 2 weeks ago. Been rehabbing and staying on top of that, so that's what's been going on. But the big game for us. We're excited.
All right, Lane, we got you, brother. Go ahead. We're listening.
I know I was saying how they do a good job up front with all their slanting and pirating with the defensive line. They do that, and as well as their linebackers. So we create a lot of problems as far as communication and passing off games and twists. And they're just really, pretty sound. Pretty good players up front, good linebacking core. And, it'll be a big test for us.
Yeah, what are they doing in particular? I mean, we know you're going to have your hands full, certainly, even if you were 100% healthy on the line. But I mean, what can you do? DeMarcus Lawrence has 21 sacks in the last season and a half. You've faced him before. What is he doing in particular, and how have you fared against him in your career?
I've done pretty well against him. He's gotten a lot better over the past few years. He has a lot more moves in his arsenal, more spin moves. He's stronger at the point of attack, I think, than he was early on in his career. So he's really just become one of those, dynamic dudes in the league that can kind of do it all for him. One of the other guys, Tarleton, isn't bad. They have Gregory over there as well. So they're better up front than what they have been. Sean Lee, I don't know if he's playing. I don't think he is. But usually when he's in, calling all the defensive fronts and stuff for them like that. But other than that, though, they're pretty sound, probably better than what they were last year, past couple of years.
Yeah, that doggone Jalen Smith, man, he is around the football everywhere, that number 54 the Cowboys. Hey, when you guys look at this team coming in, Lane, the mental approach from the Eagles aspect, listen, you're going to play a team that's 3-5, I heard Ezekiel Elliott talking about it. It's a must-win for them. They need to try to salvage their season. How do you guys approach Sunday night's game going up against a team that, is trying to basically save their season?
That's just like any other division game. They're important. I think the main thing is, don't get too hyped up about it. Just stay calm and remember the game plan. Other than that, though, we face so many times. If we can stop the run, if we can run the ball efficiently, usually we'll end up winning the game. If we can get the ball rolling up front and not be one-dimensional offensively, then it'll go well for us.
I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to ask him about that running game, man. It had to be a little bit of a blow with Darren Sproles getting injured Wednesday and already being ruled out. Thought you were going to be able to have him back in there with those young guys, but seems like, I guess you're going to be going with the three guys that have been there the majority of the time this year. I guess, what do you guys feel like you need to do to sort of get those guys going well in the running game Sunday?
I feel like we got to get it going early. We can't wait till, halftime or the third quarter to get something started. It's usually creating that momentum early, and usually when that happens, we'll get it going for the rest of the day. It's just something I think we can get that running game going early. I think it'll help the whole momentum of the game. That's something that, we haven't done
too much this season.
Hey, Lane, we talked a lot about the Eagles and the Cowboys. You know this. You've been here long enough. This is a big week and a big game for the city. Some of your teammates were echoing that as well. But you're the famous story with you and the Cowboys. Your grandmother was a Cowboy fan, and you had to tell. So mm-hmm. is she still the Cowboy fan, or how does that work after the Super Bowl?
No, she's an Eagles fan. She, you know, that year when we weren't in the playoffs, you know, I think she converted for some reason. I don't know what her problem was, but we got her back on track, and she's fly Eagles fly now.
That's good. And not that you ever need extra incentive during a football game, but this is America's team. This is the team that everybody talks about.
No,
but that's what everybody says. See, Lane, here's the difference. The 49ers in the 80s and the 90s with Joe Montana and Steve Young, they were great. They won Super Bowls.
Yeah, but they four of them.
Right, but they haven't done a whole lot since then, but nobody cares. Like we don't look at the 49ers when they struggle and laugh at them. When the Cowboys stink, we love it. So it's one of these teams that we really enjoy and we love to hate. We love to see them struggle.
I think it's just because they're labeled as America's team and everybody's wondering why, who gave them that award, and everybody kind of wants an explanation for it, and I think that's kind of the gist of it, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, get that explanation on Sunday night, or give them an explanation on Sunday night.
That's right.
All right, there he is, Lane.
All right, brother. Good luck Sunday night.
Thank you.
Yep. All right, there he is, Lane Johnson, who you know, sounds like he's going to play. He's going to test it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know damn well he's going to play, right?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. When you sprained your MCL, what was the timetable on that?
Well, they said it was like a 4 to 6 week sort of an injury. But the thing is, when you're playing on it, you can always bang it around. So you could prolong the healing process of it. Not necessarily. Or, I mean, listen, if you're out there in the field to play, you could certainly do more damage to it. I'm sure he'll have a brace on it. I had a brace on it. I did it twice my last year here. I did
twice?
It twice my last year here. It's funny thing
to
is.
To retweak it?
I did it. Yeah, I did it. Same knee too. I did it in the third preseason game against Baltimore. And this is the Super Bowl year. This is the year we went to the Super Bowl. I did it in that preseason game against Baltimore. Didn't play in the final preseason game, obviously, so I had enough time to sort of at least be ready to go for the opener. Wasn't 100%. Finally got 100%, I would say, you know, somewhere around week 8, week 9 in that season, and then hurt it again in the final game of the season,
mm-hmm.
meaningless game against the Bengals.
Right.
Had somebody fall into my knee.
On
kickoff, yep, on a kickoff, either kickoff return, one of them. And so I had a couple of weeks before we played the Vikings in the playoffs. So I had the bye week, obviously, but it wasn't 100%. It wasn't. I was just able to get through the game.
So it's 2004.
Yeah,
it's meanwhile, 2004. Meanwhile, you're staring down the barrel of free agency.
Which is why I refused to miss a game.
Damn,
I didn't want anybody to know that my knee was hurt.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, it's great you were able to play.
Yeah, I was able to do it.
It'd be one thing if you tear a knee right there, now free agency is affected.
It was a second degree sprain.
Okay.
So they say that's like 4 to 6 weeks, like something like that.
Lane had the 2 to 4 week tag.
Yeah, something like that. Or maybe did I had a 2 to 4 week? Maybe I had a 2 to 4 week. Either way, I know being out there, it wasn't 100%. So you can do it. But I also didn't have to block a 300-pound defensive end. A
lot different.
Yeah, it's a lot different, man.
Well, what is difficult to do when you have that injury?
Move laterally.
So that's you're pretty much straight.
Yeah.
You're fine
going
straight.
You can go straight line. Yes, you can go straight line. But when you try to change directions, that's when you feel it, because it's an inside part of your knee that's injured. So you get where your knee. My knee got hit on the outside. It gets bent in, so you strain the ligaments on the inside part of the knee.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Instead of getting hit on the inside and straining the outside ligaments on the knee, you get hit on the outside. And I had to wear that brace.
That whole seems problematic not to be able to move laterally, right?
And it's funny you move your hand like that, because that's how it makes your knee feel weak.
So that's what it is. It just doesn't feel stable.
It doesn't feel as stable. Yeah, it doesn't feel as stable.
I hope he's all right, man.
Yeah.
I hope he's not pushing it.
And the reason why I say I'm concerned is because they've struggled with the whole defensive end tackle sort of games they like to run, the twist games.
He was talking about it.
Yeah, you got to be able to block that stuff.
You may see some extra help.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.